That's never going to be an easy issue.
Up to you, think?
Harvey, with regards to, well, I guess the changes in the conflict of interest code, really, I was going to ask whether or not you wanted to do your presentation on fiduciary duty and then do the...
No,
they really don't, okay.
They don't tell you. I mean, they could, but they're not going to.
Okay, so we are on item 13. Consider and take possible action to update Cicero's conflict of interest code. Karen?
We review our conflict of interest code on annual basis. It is, if we have any changes, those are adopted by this board, and then they go over to the Board of Supervisors for their approval because they, under statute, are the code reviewing body. And so we completed our annual review and found a couple of technical changes that we were recommending to the board to make the code current. And I have those summarized for you in the memo. An update with regards to two staff positions, as well as an update to a couple of the amounts that trigger disclosure to be consistent with FDC regulations. We have a red line copy for you that shows the changes that we're recommending, as well as a clean copy.
Jerry?
One comment on the, I don't know what page reference to give you. It's the red line version, page 3. Mm-hmm. It says section 500. It talks about the form 700s. I assume the first A is talking about form 700. Makes it sound like those forms are only available and shall only be secured from the clerk recorder or the clerk of the board, or clerk of the supervisors, clerk recorder. I go out on the website, yeah. And get it. You can
they're
get it independently.
Online.
So is that, could we make a reference and suggest
it's
that
it's a standard FPPC form.
It's available online. So this suggests this is the only place you get them. So could we suggest that, or some reference to the fact that they're available directly from the online website as well?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
You're in violation.
Yeah.
I am in violation. Otherwise, I'm in violation. Because, yeah.
You use the wrong form.
I think I get mine the same
one. You get the freshest one.
Jerry, I get mine the same way, I think.
We can change supplied to available by.
Yeah, or something.
Because they're available by the clerk, but they're also available on the FPPC website.
This just suggested that was the only place you could get the official ones.
Well, I'm confused because at the top of that page, it says that they shall file them with the Contra Costa County Clerk of the Board of Supervisors, and yet down in Section 500, it says that the forms are supplied by the Clerk of the Board of Supervisors or the Clerk Recorder. Yet in your memo, it says that they shall be filed with the Contra Costa Clerk Recorder. So
actually, the Clerk of the Board.
So the memo. It's 3B, it says, with the Contra Costa Clerk Recorder, because I thought it should be the Clerk of the Board.
Yes. No, actually, Christina?
Is it the Clerk Recorder?
Is it the Clerk of the Board, or is it the
Clerk Recorder?
No, Clerk Recorder,
I filed mine by hand, took it in the Clerk of the Board of Supervisors.
The Board of Supervisors.
And they accepted it, yeah.
Elected officials have to file with the Clerk Recorder.
Right.
So you need to change the memo.
I've been doing it wrong.
There's two groups here. This code used to be mainly, really only for employees, not the board and the CEO. But recently they wanted, there was regulation that said that we had to list the board in Exhibit C, I think. That's right. And so the board and the CEO file in one place and are designated
employees.
Where
do we file? We file with you, and then you guys file it, right?
Yes.
We give it to you.
The board files with the clerk recorder, correct, Christina?
See, I get here, and then they file for me.
I have like 20 of them. We just have a cover page.
We follow their instructions on this.
Yes. Okay.
Well, within the board, though, there are elected. And they are appointed, and you fit both categories, and I fit kind of both categories, and yet my other job. So do the appointed file in one place, the electeds file in another?
Not as far as we know.
Okay.
The board.
When you wear, I mean, you wear two hats, but you wear one hat, and so you would file with the clerk recorder. You may file one Form 700 that covers all your different positions.
No, I'm not that lucky. I wish, they wish they were.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
But I just do all the background and then put, slap the cover page on for each.
Make copies.
This is as accurate as we know, based on what the county has told us where things should be filed.
Give both places a copy.
Why not?
Christina, did you have any comments about this? This is accurate as far as you know.
All of the board, the CEO and the CIO, it's the clerk recorder, the elections department.
Okay.
And then for the staff and all of our money managers, then it's the clerk of the board.
Okay.
Why would it make it easy?
So we no longer need to give you a copy.
Right.
You never have to give us a copy.
Oh, never? Okay.
But right. You're appreciating
if
getting
you,
it.
If you still like us to submit it on your behalf, we can.
Because I've done.
Yeah. No. Do you want to go that way?
That's the way to go.
That's the way to go.
I mean, that's what we do for our.
If Christina's willing to do that,
yeah.
That would make it easier.
Yeah.
That's
all
I
do.
You're not required.
Okay.
But if you don't mind, that's great, because then we don't have to. I can just.
Yeah, I like that, because I always follow with Christina. Here you go.
Ooh.
You think Dale sent to the tax collector of the county?
I think the auditor controller should get them.
Just do like the vice chair of the CalPERS board does. Doesn't bother to file.
Yeah, much easier. You just file once every 6 or 7 years.
And she's still on there.
I have one other question on this. My recollection on this is that your primary residence is not required.
It's exempt. You don't exist it.
Right. Yet, if you read this literally on page 3 again, and I don't believe this is language from the code. If it is, I'm certainly they're going to change that. But it says, when an investment or an interest in real property, well, I doubt anyone who has their residence doesn't hope that it's an investment in real property. So
is required to be reported.
Right. Yeah. So that's not.
There's an exemption, though, that talks about.
You're not required.
They're talking about rental property.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, this is trying to get at business property, rental property, that sort of thing. I get
right.
It. But I'm wondering whether or not it doesn't leave it open to interpretation.
This is
well, there is required to be reported, and that your personal residence is not required to be reported.
The last sentence in that paragraph reads what?
Yeah.
It's not like IRS are not looking at it for
personal. Gary, when we all right. Doing
the 7-Edge form has directions.
In your house, that's
now, depending upon how bad an investment property it was, you may not have to report it.
No, read the directions.
Rusty
and
I are lucky because we don't have to report our salaries because they're publicly known.
Right.
Neither does Brian.
Yeah.
Or actually, none of our public
employees.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Motion.
One other question. I mean, now I know this is, again, probably one of those petty things, but come January 1st next year, on the Section 100, the last sentence there about this conflict of code being approved by the Board of Supervisors will be removed,
right.
I assume?
No, that will continue.
It will still need to be approved by the board?
Yes.
The conflict has to be.
They're the code reviewing body for a lot of different districts and,
I'll move that we follow staff's recommendation and make these changes to our conflict of interest code.
Second.
Any more comments?
Subject to maybe some clarification on the
yes.
On the one. Yeah, okay.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Voted carries. Jerry, you voted yes.
Louis voted for me.
Oh, did he?
I know he did.
I don't think he noticed.
You voted for me, right, Louis?
Yeah. They accept it. I voted for Jerry.
Yeah,
Louis voted adoption.
That, exactly. Yes. Voted that the.
I voted that Jerry has to give to the.
That's
two
no,
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 forms.
No, I'm not giving you any.
Yeah, they go through Louis.
Okay, item 14, consider and take possible action on Sackers.